Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Pepper told Catalina to use her phone to call Alexis, as she was not answering her calls. She did, but was shocked when Brian answered the phone. Dinah was furious that a bus conductor had thrown garbage through the vehicle window, which she had to stop by standing in their way on the street. She was determined to make an example of these persons. Right now, Alexis and Brian are in conversation.
Shuba, shuba. I don't know why you tripping, sis. I ain't even talk to you old lady on the phone. I cut off the call.
That is not the pint, Brian. I tell you already, don't touch my thing.
So I hear your phone ringing whilst you in the bar too. Was I supposed to left it for ring out Alexis? Suppose it's me cousin.
Malachi just called from a New York number, dummy. You ain't see as a local number the car was coming from?
My bad, sister.
I trying to stay away from my family. The less I talk to them, the better. Sooner or later, they gonna get the message and leave me alone to live my life.
You got me lying to people telling them that me see you? I don't understand why you don't want dealings with your own family. Your mother real nice, you know. Yeah, boy. The daughter bought for this.
Is every woman you see you want? Don't talk about me mother, Brian. Good.
I must say, me uncle and me cousin got good taste. The thing run all through the family.
You keep playing with me and I this close to telling Malachi what you do.
Gosh, girl. We gone back on the again, sis. After all the line I lying for you, we gone back on the again.
And tell your woman stop watching me and cutting up your eye. Remind she that I's a married woman. And it's not me she got to worry about concerning you and the other women.
Look, I got a situation under control. You ain't got to worry about she.
Tell she! That got to be me friend Trisha. You could disappear, cause I know you're gonna want to hustle she.
Look, I going on the road anyways. Going by my youth man school for drop off for lunch. I gonna go through the bar.
I coming, girl. Hey!
Alexis?
That don't make sense.
Bust a rhythm for them, they're crazy. Ooh.
That don't make no damn sense.
What? Look at the thing, boy. Sweet. She got to be new at this school. Hey, let me park this car. Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
Good day.
Good day.
You're a teacher at the school?
Yeah, recently started.
Oh, that's nice. Nice, man. I sit down in my car and I spot you and I say, you got to be a new buddy. Because I definitely would have noticed you before.
Is there a reason you're here?
Yeah. I come for drop off this lunch here for my youth, man. It's just some chicken and chips. You know what them youth love, though?
What's your son's name and what grade is he in?
Name after me. Brian De Freitas.
Oh, little Brian. He's in grade four. Yeah. Very friendly young man.
Yeah, Junior just like your father. Seen?
Would you like me to take the lunch in for you?
Actually, I'm going to wait till the break for lunch. Just about 15 minutes more. I want to see my son.
Okay, well, I'll see you around.
So, what program y'all gonna be doing with the youth this year?
Well, regular work. Maths, English, spelling.
No, I mean, like, special programs. Junior is telling me that some people from the ministry when they're talking about separating garbage, like though. He had me doing it, man. Daddy, you got to separate the organic from the inorganic. You have to end up having two bins for this youth man when he visits, see?
Oh, I believe you're talking about the Green Generation Project.
Yeah, some name like that.
Well, I'm glad it made an impact on your son. And yes, the project is continuing.
Nice.
So, your son might have some more instructions for you.
But I don't mind, you know, with this whole garbage disposal thing and so. It's good to teach you them from young, you know? Let them do the right thing from small, see?
Yep. They say bend the tree while it's young.
Yeah, buddy.
As far as I know, they'll be taking it into secondary schools too.
Nice. Reach all the youth them. Even the little ones in nursery school could learn, you know, sister?
I agree.
And once they're learning this from a young age, you ain't got to worry when they get old.
True.
It's a real good thing, man.
It sure is. Anyway, I have to get going. It was nice meeting you, Brian.
Where are you running after so fast, man? I thought we were having a nice, positive discussion.
Well, I gotta go and have my lunch and prepare for my afternoon lessons.
Well, left the eye with a number, no man.
You see the ring on my finger, right?
Wait, that is real?
Wow.
But they ain't say nothing. You look like you need a nice little action on the side.
That's very inappropriate. Especially since I teach at your son's school.
Look, listen, I'm sorry.
Wow, you know that word?
Look, I might come across a little rough. But the boy are right, you know. I mean, I ain't make all the best choice in life. But I come from a good family. Most of them up in New York.
And that is supposed to impress a married woman?
I went to the best school too, you know.
You went to university?
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I's a UG dropout, girl. But you buy the one do law. I'm more inclined to be a businessman, seen? Working on it.
What kind of business?
It's just a work in progress. We doing this thing slow, straight?
Alright, I really have to go now. It was nice meeting you.
So you ain't even left a name?
Mistress Thomas.
Alright, Mistress Thomas.
Bye.
Whoa.
Don't look back, Define. Don't look back. These are not the kind of men you go in for. You teach at his son's school and you're married. Gosh. But he is fine though. I have not seen such a cute guy in ages. I got to tell you, Nick, about this.
Alexis, I was so worried about you.
Well, as you can see, I'm fine.
All the phone calls, the texts, why weren't you answering?
Mommy, sometimes I just want to be left alone. I am a married woman now. I don't need y'all to be checking up on me all the time.
Okay, but
anyway, you come and see I'm fine, okay? Is that all?
You're comfortable living here?
What you mean?
I met that character, Brian.
And?
Lexis, you're comfortable living with him?
If I wasn't comfortable, I would tell Malachi. Besides, Brian's girlfriend lives here too, and he treats her mother always coming here for money. Bring in the children or something else.
He has three children, mother?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with that. He does mind all the children.
Mm.
Anyway, mommy, I got some studying to do. Thanks for coming by.
Alexis, you don't miss us? You don't miss home?
No.
Really?
Mommy, look. This is my new life, and sooner or later, you're gonna have to accept it. I am happy.
You sure?
Mommy.
All right.
I can see you later.
Alexis.
Later, mommy.
Okay. All right. Listen. If there's anything you need, please, you know where home is.
I am home, mommy. And soon I'm going to New York anyways.
Still, but...
Don't worry. I'm going to send for you.
Alexis,
what else, mommy?
Please. Promise me that at least you can answer we call. Or the least you can do is respond to text and say you're okay.
Just don't be ringing down my phone and texting me all the time.
Okay, but at least a few times a week, I just want to know that you're okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Come give mommy a hug now.
Mommy.
Look, I don't care, Alexis. Married or not, old or young, you can always be my baby.
DJ, is what going on with this music, man? Change the track now.
DJ, you better change that track quick for this beautiful woman. Well, hello there. Good night.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I know you.
You do?
Yes. The face look familiar.
Well, let me introduce myself. I am Simon DeFreitas.
Why? Catalina X.
And you are?
She never tell you about Pepper?
Oh, yes. Pepper. Bundle of fire.
So what are you doing here?
I was just bored at home and decided to come out for a drink.
I see.
And I'm happy I did. Where have you been hiding all this time?
In Barbados. Until they deport me again.
Wow. You are something else, Pepper.
Careful, eh? Pepper does burn.
Well, the hotter the better, baby.
Why you and Katina left again?
Let's not talk about your friend.
These women just got these good men and then left them.
Smart too. Even better.
Well, what we doing? You gonna buy me a drink?
Of course. Barman, whatever the lady wants.
Bring me the blue cocktail with the little umbrella. Thanks. So... Simon, is there a new woman in your life?
Nah, not yet. But I have a feeling very soon.
Well, I better tell you that I'm interested quick.
You would do that to your friend?
Is not she left you?
Well...
Our other friend is also with one of her exes. You know Shelly? She is married to Ignatius, who is also Catalina's ex. Well, more like he was a regular client.
No, but all of that.
So, Catalina shouldn't have a problem with this.
And would we care if she did?
Catalina, who?
Barman!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.